Thanks for spending time with us in the final stretch of the campaign. Both President Trump and Joe Biden are highlighting relationships with historically black colleges and universities. As the former vice president seeks to shore up support among a key Democratic constituency and Mr. Trump tries to make further inroads, it's a story by Joshua Jamerson, national political reporter at The Wall Street Journal. Joshua, what are we learning?
So two things. One, on the Biden side, Vice President Biden's aides are kind of aware of the fact that a lot of polls show him underperforming with black men, particularly younger black men. And what I mean by underperforming is he's not earning enough support as Hillary Clinton did 4 years ago. That's not to say that this demographic is supporting President Trump in large numbers, but Democrats worry that younger black men may not vote at all. But that they'd be inclined to vote for Joe Biden if the outreach was there. So that's part of what they're trying to do with their HBCU outreach. There's more than 200,000 HBCU students in this country, plus a sprawling alumni network and family members, and et cetera. So it's part of their effort, on the one hand, to kind of shore up some of that support, whereas President Trump this is an extension of the last 4 years of him trying to make inroads with black Americans after a kind of paltry showing in 2016 inside the demographic. So his outreach is kind of touting what he's done for HBCUs over the last 4 years as president, some increased federal funding, the forgiveness of some federal loans, and that's part of the president's outreach on the other side.
Why would Mr. Biden be underperforming with young black men?
Democrats say that the former vice president is running for office at a time when black Americans more broadly are, feel sort of disillusioned with government altogether. Mm. And this comes at a moment when we had a summer of racial reckoning and awakening in this country. And we've seen this in the polls for some time where younger black men have just not been there in the polling, at least. You know, election day is only a few days away, so we'll see how it turns out. But in the polling, at least, he's underperformed Hillary Clinton for some time.
Well, we're speaking with Joshua Jamerson, national political reporter at The Wall Street Journal. He's written a piece entitled Historically Black Colleges Become Focus of Biden and Trump Outreach. Is each candidate pitching specific proposals here?
So what's interesting is that the Biden campaign, obviously, that running as a challenger, there are quite a few proposals that the vice president and Senator Harris are leaning on, one of which is an injection of billions of dollars into HBCUs, including roughly $20 billion worth of grants to four-year institutions. They want to forgive student loan debt at private HBCUs as well as all public, predominantly white institutions. That's part of their plan, but they also want to forgive some student loan debt at private HBCUs. So that's kind of their policy pitch. On the other hand, the president is kind of just touting his record. He talks about the increased funding, as I mentioned earlier. He'll talk about embracing HBCU presidents in the White House, but he doesn't spend as much time talking about what he might do in a second term for HBCUs.
Any indication that the increased focus here by either campaign is working?
I think we're so close to election day that, we'll know the answers to that soon enough. I will say the Biden campaign, I've been on some of their virtual outreach. They did some Instagram Live community conversations. They've done some virtual rallies geared towards HBCU students. I asked the Trump campaign what events they were having on HBCU campuses, either in person or virtually, and got no response.
Thanks, Joshua. Joshua Jamerson, national political reporter at The Wall Street Journal. The nation's roughly 100 HBCUs, by the way, represent about 3% of all U.S. colleges and universities, but they produce roughly 20% of all black graduates.